Welcome to the Fast Track of Innovation, the data-driven podcast. Here, data isn't just numbers, it's your superpower, sparking stories of success from bites to breakthroughs. Dive deep into insights from the data-driven conference, where data heroes assemble. Ready to supercharge your data journey? Strap in, it's time to get data-driven. Sponsored by Reltio. Reltio's AI-powered data unification and management cloud capabilities encompasses entity resolution, multi-domain SaaS, master data management, or MDM, and 360 data products. Reltio helps enterprises transform poor quality data from disparate sources into unified, trusted, and interoperable data. All right. Welcome to another data-driven podcast. I'm Chris Detzel, and today we have special guest, Mac Heston. She is the VP of Alliance at Reltio. Mac, how are you today?
I am great, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. I live in Dallas, and the weather is a little bit windy but warm. I'll get out this weekend for a couple of runs and things, but yeah, so it's exciting. So today we want to talk a little bit about the importance of partners and Reltio's ecosystem, but first, I want to get to know a little bit about you, Mac. So tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do, maybe your past, your career journey, those kinds of things.
So I live in Nashville, and my husband and I have been here for, gosh, since 2008. But I'm not a born and bred Nashville girl. I'm from the lovely, sunny and snowy area of Buffalo, New York. So during the football season, you will find me screaming and yelling at my television for my diehard Buffalo Bills. Yes, I am a Dallas fan, I'm sure.
Dallas Cowboys, but I have some friends that are Buffalo Bills fans here in Dallas, and they're really let down every year. I know we are now, but so is Buffalo.
It's all good. It teaches you resilience. It really teaches you resilience. But in my career journey, it is very interesting these days to hear all the talk about AI and machine learning. I started my career in computers. In high school, we had a pilot program for computer science, and I had amazing math teachers. They were the one, my two female math teachers started me on this trajectory. And I got into the pilot program for computer science, and we were programming on little Mac computers. And that's where I got the bug. And I studied computer science and electrical engineering in college. And from there, I went into process control engineering. But in college, we had artificial intelligence courses. We just didn't have the compute power to make it take off like it has today. That is the differentiating factor. So I went from process control engineering, which is really where I started my career, and then went into the tech world with Oracle and Salesforce and now Reltio. So my roots are in technology. My roots are in data, in process control engineering, because that's where you get all the data from a process and bring it in. So my roots are truly in the data space.
That's great. And one of the things that you mentioned was when you're in high school, you had two women teachers teaching you computers and all these kinds of things. And especially going to like computer science type stuff, a lot of women didn't go into that. Wow. That's pretty awesome that you said that. And I think I've heard this story before. So thank you for that. What do you do at Reltio? What's your specific role?
So I'm responsible for growing our partner ecosystem. And that includes our global system integrators, any SIs, so anybody who's implementing our product, our cloud providers, so we are cloud agnostic. We work with AWS, Google, and Azure, all three. Yeah. Our technology partners, all of them, whether that's any of our technology providers that enhance that we work with. So it's any kind of partner in our ecosystem that helps bring our product to life and helps enhance our customer success. So that all falls under my purview.
Okay. And I remember when you first came on almost 3 years ago, or has it been 3 years now?
3 years ago.
Where our partner landscape is or was, and then to where it is today. Can you talk a little bit about some of that, where you were, where we were, and then where you've leading us to, and those kinds of things?
Absolutely. Any company goes through this journey, when, especially when they're starting. They open the doors and open their arms wide to all partners to work with.
Yeah.
And as you evolve as a company, you start to narrow your focus. So when I came in, the doors were wide open and we wanted to work with everybody and anybody. And that's good to get your brand out, get your momentum going. And as you learn more about yourself as a company, you start to understand where your sweet spot is, where your key areas of focus are, whether that's in an industry or a data domain. And then you start to narrow your focus to really align with partners that align to your growth areas.
Yeah.
And when I came in, that's what we started to do, is to really look at where our growth areas were and where our key areas of focus were, and align our partner ecosystem to that, those growth and key areas of focus. So we've narrowed our scope with our partners and really mutually invest in each other. And we've seen tremendous growth in our partner ecosystem and mutual benefits with our partners.
Yeah, I think that's great. And we really haven't. And I've seen it firsthand. So how would you describe that relationship and how is it evolving?
I think the biggest thing with any partner ecosystem, and I hope our partners would agree, it has to be mutually beneficial. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what's critical to your partners, what's critical to their growth, their business objectives, what are their key business indicators, then what's critical to our growth, our success, and our key business indicators, and where do they overlap? That's one. Then you look at your customers. How do you then take those elements of your key business indicators and overlaps, and then look at your customers and say, okay, what are the customer business problems that we are trying to solve, and how do we solve them together? Because without our customers, our partners are going to fail and we're going to fail. So at the center of everything that we do with our partners is our customer. No matter what, that has to be at the center of everything that we do. If we lose focus on that, those key business indicators that are growth won't matter. So first look at your customer, then you look at your key business indicators and growth and where they mutually meet.
I remember, and I've told you the story, and maybe you were there for that story, is customers tell me all the time, a lot of times, our partners are telling us sometimes what to do if they're going through like a digital transformation and things like that. And so it is key for us to build those relationships with those partners. One, so they know who we are, so they can talk about us and in some of these huge transformations that are going on in some of these companies, right? And so I appreciate you saying that, because I absolutely agree that customers are number one. So talked about technology partners. What are some of Reltio's like key technology partners, and how do these like collaborations enhance your platform's capabilities?
We've got some technology partners that we embed in our technology. Reltio Integration Hub is based on Workato. And that helps us with our integrations. And integrations is key to any customer success. Mm-hmm. Because as you're dealing with data, there's hundreds and hundreds of potential data sources out there. So the ease of integration is critical to customer success. Locate is another technology partner that we work with that is critical for location data. If you look at technology partners, the data enrichment partners that we work with, those are all critical to looking at the customer, again, customer at the center, the proliferation of data sources, all the different types of data that could potentially enrich the customer's data that they have. That's mission critical, that we make that ease of use part of what we do for that customer to make that first entry. Like if data unification is new to a customer, we have to make that entry point for them as easy as possible. And that's where, whether it's the technology partners who are sitting there helping us, or our system integrators who are part of that strategy work that lay out the foundation and the steps, along with our own PS organization that will work with a lot of RSIs.
Yep.
Hand in hand, we want to make sure that customer is seeing value in a very short amount of time versus what traditional MDM used to take years. So moving from traditional MDM to a more data unification platform and reducing that time to that first value milestone is mission critical. And our technology partners, our data enrichment partners, our system integrators all play a role in that.
Question I've been dying to ask is maybe an example. Can you give like an example of a success story where some of these partners have played a critical role for a Reltio customer?
My gosh, there are a lot of examples. Where it works best is we've got our hyperscalers.
Yeah.
We've got our SIs. We've got our technology partners. When you're growing up, you've got your best friend. You go to kindergarten. You've got somebody you're walking down the hall with. You got your best buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else comes into the mix. It can get complicated.
Yeah, that's right.
When there's three, even four, it gets complicated. That's when you've got to be locked and loaded with that strategy of where you're headed. And we're in the midst, I'll use this example. We're in the midst of a sales cycle right now with a very large financial services company.
Yeah.
We are locked and loaded with a hyperscaler. We are locked and loaded with a global system integrator. We are locked and loaded with a technology provider. And this is an architecture that has to handle large volumes of API calls. If we were not all aligned on those business objectives, this would fail immediately. And it is a highly competitive situation. Now, we're all hoping to win this, but this is where that alignment, communication is mission critical. Everybody listening, again, putting that customer in the center. We're not in the center. The hyperscalers are not in the center. The SIs are not. Everybody is listening to that customer because we will all gain from winning this opportunity. So it's always putting that customer in the center, listening to those business objectives, and then everybody gains from winning this business. So I guess I know I'm not using specific names of the partners.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. I don't want to alienate a partner. I want to be very open to making sure everybody understands. Reltio really very much puts the customer at the center. And there is so much business because Reltio is a part of a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
A part.
That's right.
There is so much that goes on around the data unification space. There's the integration work. There is so much else that happens around the data unification that partners have plenty of opportunity to continue beyond just the data unification as well.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I completely agree. We're a piece of the puzzle of that whole transformation. And appreciate you saying that. As we think of the importance of like data partners, so what ways do like data partners contribute to giving Reltio customers like a competitive edge?
So that's the secret sauce, actually.
Ooh,
so you think
tell.
About so you think about all of the data sources out there. Data sources can come from other systems as input. They can come from, and when I say systems, they can come from a CRM system. They can come from an ERP system. They can come from a data system, whether that's a D&B or a Zoom Info or MedPro, if it's industry specific.
Yeah.
So you've got these data specific. So when you bring these in and make them part of that enrichment, that's truly that third party data brings your first party data to life.
Mm.
Because then you're not just looking at it from that individual chunk of data that you have visibility to. You're looking at it all around that 360 of that particular, say, individual or product. You are able to then pull in this 360 degree view because you might be able to look at that individual and say from your ERP system, oh, they bought this product. And then from ZoomInto, oh, they have a connection here. Oh. They have householding information. This person lives in this house and they have these three children. So you're getting a much broader perspective on that individual and you're able to potentially market to them much more effectively if you're doing like some type of CDP application. So that base set of knowledge, that depth of knowledge you're able to get when you tie all of the information together in context with interaction data as well, brings to light that in a much more profound way than you would if you just had one little piece of data.
I love that example because it just makes it come to life, how we enrich it, right? If you have first party data, then you bring that third party data and it gives you that much more information about that person and their family. And like you said, even product, depending on what their mastery you're looking at doing. But that was really good. I love that. I've not heard it that way, but, and I love having this conversation because you're just giving real life examples we can understand. So thank you for that. I'm sure there's lots of challenges and maybe even some solutions that we can go. So let's go into some of those questions around that. What are some of the most common challenges customers face in data management? And how does Reltio's partners help address these challenges?
I've been, in the last year, had the pleasure of going to India 3 times to go to some of our large technology centers with our partners. And our competitors are fierce.
Yeah.
We're always looking at ways that we can make that transition. If a customer chooses to move off of one of our competitors to us, it's much more seamless. So I think some of the challenges our customers face, top three, integration, the proliferation of data sources out there increases. It will continue to increase. So making that ease of integration is in the top three.
No doubt.
Making consumption and dissemination of that data faster. So our operational data unification platform and our millisecond response time, customers want that data.
Yep.
Fast.
Mm-hmm.
Is another challenge that we're solving. But that is also in the top three. And their ability to move off of a legacy platform to a modern data stack and the ease in which they can do that is to me, those are the top three that I have heard. Now, our partners rock in those areas. They have seen and talked to more customers than we do. They have thousands and thousands of customers that they're interacting with on a daily basis. So they've built integrations. They've got them prepackaged. So they can bring those to the customer. They also understand the use cases for that operational need.
Yeah.
And they have built some of these use, let me move you off of a legacy to a real time. And our cloud providers know what that is too.
Yep.
They want you to be leveraging that model in the cloud versus a legacy system on-prem. So they want to work with you to modernize your stack as well. So all of our partners, whether it's a technology partner, whether it's an SI with prepackaged solutions, whether it's a cloud hyperscaler, they're all in the boat with us, working to make sure our customers are successful when you're looking at legacy modernization.
Those are great. And I think one of the things that you mentioned was the integration piece and making sure that's probably one of the top thing is, how does Reltio ensure that the integration of various technologies and data sources from partners into your platform, to our platform, remains smooth and efficient?
So as I mentioned before, Reltio Integration Hub is available It's a great tool. It makes that ease of use and creating recipes very easy for our customers and partners to use it too. Now, a customer may choose to use some other mechanism, and that's okay too. It's their choice. Partners are very aware of this tool and this mechanism, but it is our first preference of choice. When we work with a partner, we're going to make sure they're enabled and understand how to use Reltio Integration Hub. We are definitely aligned with our partners, both Workato and our system integrators, to make sure everybody understands the tool, but also informing our customers of the value. And so that they fully understand, here's what's available to you and how you can use it.
It's funny, you mentioned Reltio Integration Hub. That is one of the single most popular interests from both our customers and our partners. I run our community and I hear it all the time. And there's huge interest in that. And there's a lot of folks using that now. I think that launched maybe a couple of years ago and then it's being adopted very well. So I'm glad you brought that up because it is still Workato, like you said. But yeah, I think that's a great point. So when you look at the future of data management unification, I hear that you guys, that Reltio is launching a new partner showcase on the web. Can you tell us a little bit about, that and where can we find it?
Yeah. So we historically, Reltio has had a partner page on our website.
Yeah.
But it's been static logos. Not very sexy. Doesn't tell you much. So by the end of this week, you know, by the end of April, I think it's going to be April 3rd or 4th, we will be launching a page called our Partner Showcase, which you'll be able to go on. Any customer will be a prospect, analyst, anybody can go to our website. And under the Partner tab, you'll be able to look and see anything that a partner has created. So you'll be able to search by a partner. You'll be able to search by the type of IP that they've created, the location, like if it's geographically specific, by the type of business challenge, and you'll be able to link and drill into additional information. So whether there's a white paper associated with it, a contact page to contact that partner for more information. So it's a lot more intuitive, a lot more robust, really highlights the content our partners have created and the investment that they've made in themselves, in the Reltio platform, and in customers as well. So they put a lot of effort into the content that they've created. And it's both, it's IP content that they have actually created, but it's also some services that they can provide as well.
That's great. We'll make sure to put the link in the show notes for sure so that people can go take a look. I love that. So you mentioned that you went to college and you learned about AI and all these kinds of things, and there just wasn't enough compute power. So with the rapid evolution of cloud, AI, and analytic technologies, how are Reltio partners adapting to meet future challenges? Huge challenge for everyone, obviously.
So they are chomping at the bit. I am telling you, it's amazing to me how fast partners are responding. As I mentioned, we were in India a couple of weeks ago, and one of the partners took us into their AI showcase and just demoed for us all the things that they have built around accelerators, leveraging AI and ML. Their just ability to respond rapidly to the ever-changing technology demands of customers is impressive. We were absolutely blown away. So they listen to their customers first and foremost. And then they go off and experiment and innovate and constantly are coming back to their customers saying, hey, is this what you need? Is this hitting the mark? So it's not going off in a vacuum. It's that constant feedback mechanism that is so important. To constantly innovate and test and validate, innovate, test and validate. So to consistently do that well is impressive. So that's one of the things that when you've got this wealth of talent and you're able to go and innovate and then test it out and validate, get that feedback from your customers, it's impressive. A lot of what they're doing is not just the AI, it's the underlying data in those machine learning models that really puts Reltio in an amazing position to be helpful to our customers. Because without that data foundation, those models are not going to yield the results that our customers are hoping it yields.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really cool that you had the opportunity and the team had the opportunity to go and collaborate with these partners and get to see firsthand what they're doing. And there's going to be huge value in building those relationships. I always say face-to-face is just, there's nothing better than that face-to-face and that connection that you get from that. So it's kudos to you and the team that go out there and be where they are to see some of that stuff and build those relationships. I think that, to me, that's huge. That's a very important thing. My last question, Mac, what are some of the emerging trends in the data management unification that you're most excited about? And so let's go there first, and then I'll ask another question.
Oh, let's see. Where do I start? That's always the great question. We're going to be constantly challenged. If I look at technology, if we go back years and years to the steam engine and the industrial revolution and then IoT and the proliferation of data. Mm-hmm. Now we're at this precipice where data is the underlying foundation for decision making and the proliferation of that data. So we went from IoT to this massive proliferation of this data. Mm. Now it's this wrangling. I like see this cowboy on the horse, on the back of a horse with his lasso, trying to wrangle this herd of data. Mm-hmm. And it is becoming almost unruly. And the trends that I see is how do you grab that and harness that, the value out of that data? So we, like I mentioned before, Reltio is in a position to help our customers with that. And I think our press release that went out
today,
as a matter of fact, that's right, that talks about some of the machine learning models that we're putting out, that is exciting to me.
Yeah.
That is, I think, one of the advances that is going to help tremendously our customers with that data stewardship elements that is mission critical to them advancing the efficiencies in that space.
Yeah.
Because it is that piece that is, like I said, managing that massive amounts of data is step one. And
huge,
it might be tactical, totally tactical, but it is mission critical step one.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So that's what excites me right now.
Love it. It excites me as well. And I think there's a huge opportunity for us in that data unification space. So how does Reltio remain aligned with partners as the technology continues to rapidly evolve, like you mentioned?
It's constant communication. It is. If I am a big proponent of, as we are coming out with products, we have to involve them in that product development lifecycle. So we have build partners. As we're launching things, we better have launch partners. And then we have GA partners. We, as a company, have to do a better job of that. I am a huge advocate internally for that process. So our partners will see that changing and evolving. Our partner program is evolving. So again, it's a mechanism to bring our partners closer to us. So communication and bringing our partners closer to us and engaging with them are the two steps that we have to take.
Makes complete sense. And I think that's really all my questions, but I'll say this, Mac, is you're one of the most passionate people I know in Reltio, especially about the partners. And you have to be. And I appreciate that about you and your passion and your love, your focus for making that partner ecosystem better for Reltio. Did I miss anything before we go?
I don't think so, but same to you, Chris. You drive the community and that comes across 100%. in how you engage. And not just you engage with our partners too, as well as our customers. Keep doing what you're doing. It's outstanding.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another data-driven podcast. I'm Chris Dutzel. And Mac, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.